Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Barron are having conversations.
Yes, we are.
Today, we have a bit of a local celebrity
as a guest
with us. Tony Torcato, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, for those that don't know who you are, they haven't checked Wikipedia, but so who are you and what are you doing here in the community with us?
I am currently the manager for the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes in the Mavericks Independent Baseball League.
And which... thank you for saying it that way.
No problem.
Well, and it's funny because Tony and I really kind of randomly met recently because I'm the marketing and promotions executive. So my job is to get people to come watch his product, right?
Okay,
watch them play baseball. But what I found interesting, and I just pulled this off Wikipedia, so anyone else can find it as well. You started your career at 18 years old with the Volcanoes, right?
Yes, back in 1998.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I was drafted out of Woodland High School, first round by the San Francisco Giants. And then my first season was with the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes, which were the San Francisco Giants' low A affiliate in the Northwest League.
Okay. Did you play just one season with them?
One season.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
And then did you get pulled immediately up to the Giants?
No, so I played 99, 2000, 2001 in the minors, and then 2002 I was called up by the Giants.
And for those that aren't familiar with it, the Volcanoes were a short season farm club, most of them longer seasons, but the goal is to work your way through all those farm clubs so that the Giants see you, know what you're doing, and then they call you to the big leagues.
Correct.
Okay. Right?
And then according to Wikipedia, July 26, 2002, you started in right field for the Giants.
Yes, 2002, one of the highlights of my career was getting called up and starting in right field.
What was it like staying there in Giants Stadium?
I was pretty nervous. I was pretty nervous, especially when there's 40,000 people
there. Oh, my goodness.
And you're playing a rival Los Angeles Dodgers.
No pressure.
And I was young, 22, so, you know, yeah, I was pretty nervous. But after that first at-bat, in that first inning out in the field, start getting.
Well, we're going to come back in a half an hour. I want you to tell the story about that first event.
Yes, I want to hear. All right, we'll be right back. You guys stay tuned. Hey guys, it's Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Well, if you missed us a half an hour ago, we have really kind of a fun... Shame on you. But if you missed it, Tony Torcato is with us, and he is the manager for the Volcanoes and the and the Mavericks Independent League. But you were telling us that at 22 years old, your first at-bat for the Giants and the 40,000 people watching you was... what was the Dodgers pitcher's name?
Hideo Nomo, which was a big-time Japanese pitcher.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. And that's your in-state rival, right?
Yeah, Los Angeles Dodgers, yep.
So and the pressure's on.
It's on. And they were in a playoff race, and we're like maybe two games within each other, so it was pretty nerve-wracking.
Well, yeah. I can tell by your voice you still remember how nerve-wracking it
was. Yeah.
Do you remember that at-bat?
I do.
Can you tell us about it?
So I was facing Nomo. So he was pretty filthy with called a split finger, and he threw that to me a couple times, and I actually swung and missed in the dirt. And then so I was down like 0-2 quickly, and he threw another split, hung it over the plate, and I was able to get my bat out there and broken bat single. Blew a blooper over there like the first baseman's head for a hit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I know what a split... Do you know what a split finger is?
I'm assuming it's how he throws it. It's kind of like a
Correct.
Crazy
but
way
is,
to throw it.
What does a split finger do as far as to the ball?
It makes it drop down.
Oh.
Okay.
So it looks like it's going to be straight, and it just drops off the table.
Okay.
That's going to be hard to read as a batter.
Yeah, and you know, facing a guy like that, and it's your first at bat. It's pretty tough.
Yeah. Couldn't I have gone second?
Right. Yeah.
So basically, you broke the bat, and the ball blooped over the first baseman's head, but you got on base.
Yes.
How exciting!
Yeah,
it was. And then the team signed the ball for me and kept the... I kept the ball.
You still got it?
I still got it.
Of course.
Somewhere.
Of course.
Storage.
Somewhere.
Yeah. But that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
So do you have any other really big memories of your time with the Giants?
Just getting like guidance from the veterans, and Barry Bonds gave me a hitting lesson one time in the off-season. Yeah, in the off-season, I was living in Sacramento area, which is where I'm from, and I drove down to the stadium to hit, and he was in there.
Okay.
And then I was meeting another guy, and maybe it was his good deed for the day, but he gave us a hitting lesson for about an hour. So oh, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was very cool.
Well, I'll tell you, if anyone, you don't have to look on Wikipedia, most people know who Barry Bonds is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's quite a person.
Home run king.
Home yeah. run king. Yeah. I mean, and he did hit balls out of that stadium, didn't he?
All the way into the bay. Splash hits, they call it. You know?
Splash hits. Okay.
If you get a chance to go, just go to Wikipedia and look up Giant Stadium and from aerial view.
Yeah.
It's a hit to get out of that stadium, but then into the bay is pretty impressive.
Oh, that is. Yeah. I think it's really humbling that your most memorable is the tips and just the advice that they gave you versus just a moment for yourself.
Right.
Very humbling. That's
yeah,
really cool.
And you know, being in the clubhouse with the guys and stuff, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got about 15 seconds, and when we come back from the break, I do want to pick up, maybe think about this. Who did you play with in those days, and what memory do you have of playing? Back.
Okay, we're going to send it to Dan Bongino, you guys, and we'll be back in about 30 minutes, so stay tuned. Hey, guys, it's Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
You know, I was just so impressed, Tony, that last half hour when you were talking about getting some hitting lessons from mm-hmm. Barry Bonds, which is a name many people recognize. But you were telling us on the break, who was the manager of the team when you were there?
Dusty Baker, and everybody knows who he is. World Series champion 2022.
Okay.
Went to the World Series last year, and then he just retired. But he was the manager 2002.
What was it like being managed by a guy like that?
It was awesome. He's definitely a player's manager.
Okay.
You know, let you do your thing, but if you need guidance, he's there for you. But I really like his old school approach.
What do you mean by old school approach? What does that mean?
So back then, we didn't have a whole lot of like analytics and all that kind of stuff. And he basically let you be a man and play.
Okay.
You know, he wasn't like there babysitting you or anything like that. So it's a little different.
Yeah.
From what I hear to nowadays.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, statistics mean something to some of the people that are out there, and I think this is a very interesting statistic. Your Major League Baseball batting average was .298, which basically means one out of every three times he came to bat, he actually got on base.
Okay.
Roughly.
Roughly, 3 out of 10.
Yeah, because .33 would be 1 out of 3, right?
Okay.
But almost every third time you got to bat, you got on base. That's a pretty good batting average, I think.
Yeah, I mean, considering you get out 7 out of 10 times. So,
oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... but now you're a manager, and that's mm-hmm. a whole different role, isn't it?
It is. It's definitely you find out a lot about yourself.
So let's
to be honest.
Well, we got some more time now and then another segment. But what's it like managing for the Volcanoes, having played for them sometime?
Oh, I love it because I'm familiar with the team, the facility. But we have to choose our own players. So I'm basically like a recruiter/manager.
right.
So it's pretty fun, though. I enjoy doing it.
Is it hard to recruit people? Like,
it is.
To pick and choose who the right person is?
Yeah, because you get guys from all over the United States and Dominican and Venezuela and Puerto Rico. So I'm trying to choose the best 23 guys for the team.
Yeah.
So it's definitely challenging.
Well, at the end, when you come down to it, are you like any, meeny, miny, mo?
Yeah. Yeah. let's go off numbers and stuff like that. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Let's pick that up in half an hour.
All right. Hey guys, it's Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Well, we've had fun with Tony here.
Oh my goodness, so much fun.
Living your glory days with the Giants and now a whole different role as a manager. But during the break, we were talking about part of your job as the manager is to find players.
Correct.
And roughly 20 to 25 players.
Yeah, you get about 22, 23 on the roster.
Okay.
Where are they coming from, Tony?
All over the world. So Japan, Mexico, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and all of the United States.
Wow. So you don't look just locally. You're looking for the best of the best across the world, not just here.
Yes, all over the world. So,
okay.
It's pretty pretty fun doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So once you pick them and they come in, then what? Where do they stay?
So we have a host family
that
does that. And we appreciate the families taking the guys in because that really helps out the league. That's
absolutely.
Really, really cool.
Are you guys ever in need of more host families?
Yes, we are currently in need of host families. And if anybody is interested, please contact Baron Robinson. Okay. He's here with us
and,
right
and
now.
And really, because so many of you are used to it, just email Amanda at...
Amanda@kslm.news.
And then she'll get the word to me. But this is... It's actually a lot of fun because during the course of the season, our first game is May the 8th, goes through the end of August. You get to host these young men that are just... And they can be part of your family for a short period of time. And as a host family, you also get to come to the games and watch the person that you're hosting play.
Okay. That's awesome. Perfect.
Yeah. So what do you think is the most fun about being a manager, Tony, versus being a being a player?
Well, you see the progress of the players. You know, you get to give them your insight on the game and try to teach them the right way, how to do things. So when they do that, it makes you feel pretty good that you gave them some pointers, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, trying to develop players to try to get them to the next level is pretty cool, too.
Kind of a chance for you to give back to what happened to you years ago, right?
Yeah, so we're trying to get these guys to the next level, to maybe a higher independent league or affiliate ball.
Wow. Okay. I love how it's full circle, how you started there and now you're back there as a manager and giving back to what you had been given.
Yeah, so it's a good opportunity for the guys.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll give our listeners a little bit of a spoiler alert. Part of my job, I'm the marketing promotions executive, and Tony and I were talking about this, that in his time in the minor leagues, he saw a lot of teams throughout the United States that their entertainment was a big part. The product you're coming for is baseball, but between innings, it can get a little bit boring, and so we're trying to create some more entertainment.
Okay.
And so I have a number of things that we are introducing that will be fan experience. One of them would be to see me in a crazy outfit on the field with Tony.
Great. Look forward to that.
Yes. We're gonna introduce the Mavericks version of the San Diego Chicken.
Oh, okay.
And I might be air guitaring on the field with Tony.
I love it.
With a bat.
Okay. Air guitar. I love it.
We're just going to take a bat and do some air guitaring. Just
absolutely.
Fan experience, having some fun at the baseball stadium.
Okay. And again, when does the league start?
So the first game is May the 8th. And we appreciate KSLM being one of our very first sponsors. You'll see the KSLM band on the outfield. But May the 8th is the first pitch.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in, Tony.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye, guys. Have a great day.